We're coming to you live from the studios of KUT in Austin, Texas. And last night at the Austin Music Awards, KUT won the Radio Station of the Year Award, which is a really, really prestigious thing. And we've always been able to come down here and do shows with them, so we're really happy to be here. We're also happy to be welcoming Peter, Bjorn, and John, who are joining us in the studio for an acoustic set. This will be... Is this the third or the fourth set you played today?
Yes.
I think so. Kind of hard remembering everything we're doing, but it's really fun.
Good.
Nice, yeah.
And you didn't know about that Stax Volt thing happening.
No, I got totally freaked out now.
Yeah.
I have to fit it in the schedule and get into that. Booker T, I love Booker T. Yeah.
Absolutely. Well, welcome. I don't know if you you guys feel the buzz about you, but before we got to hear, everybody was talking about it, and I hear a lot. And how is it affecting you? You're so mild mannered.
Yeah, maybe we're a bit behind.
Yeah, Swedish behind. Yeah,
we're a bit dull.
No, I don't know. It's just the way we are.
We don't have time to read, you know, magazines that much. So
right,
talk to talk.
Well, Writer's Block is the third disc, and one of the things that is interesting about it, Bjorn, is your production style really moving more and more into using all kinds of fabulous sounds, whether it's the whistling we talked about or cool sounds of shakers or all kinds. Do you like to spend a lot of time working with tracks when you
No, not at all.
Really?
I like to do it fast, and what we said was like, if rather do it fast, and then if it's shit in the end, we just do it again, you know.
Yeah.
So we did. We redid a few tracks. So.
You did.
Yeah. Yeah, you don't
rearranged.
Have to be like a half a year in the studio to cut a track. Better to do it in 2 hours and then redo it, you know, if it's bad.
It's the Nick Lowe saying, "Bang it out now, tart it up later."
So, yeah,
and it works really well. Well, this is kind of unusual to hear the acoustic setting of these things. Are you playing? I see a tag on that guitar. I heard you had some of your instruments absconded with last night.
Yeah, a couple of basses got stolen after the La Zona Rosa show, which was a bit weird.
Yeah,
but these ones we actually bought today.
Oh, these ones you want. These are not replacements.
No.
As such. Yeah. Well, you can take the tag off if you like it. It's all right. It's all right. Do you have one more whistle in you, you think?
Of course, yeah.
Yeah.
But we'll start off with a track called Amsterdam.
Oh, great song.
So we're going to do the acoustic version of that one.
Okay.
Put a little money into traveling, now it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam, 4 or 5 days by the big canal, now it's so slow, so slow. And I was heading up north to a place that I know was eating well, sleeping well. Still I was way, way out of line. Amsterdam stuck in my mind.
Oh, it's some kind of stupid rule that you can't ignore. Oh, it's some kind of natural fact. Sometimes you're just left to be alone. Baby went to Amsterdam, she put a little money into traveling. Now it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam, 4 or 5 days by the big canal. Now it's so slow, so slow.
The bed Amsterdam stuck in my head.
Oh, it's some kind of stupid rule that you can't ignore. Oh, it's some kind of natural fact. Sometimes you're just left to be alone. Baby went to Amsterdam. She put a little money into traveling. Now it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam. 4 or 5 days by the big canal. Oh, it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam. She put a little money into traveling. Now it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam. 4 or 5 days by the big canal. Oh, it's so slow, so slow. It's slow.
It was special. The coughing version instead of like the laughing, Are You Lonesome Tonight?
Yeah, exactly. I'm worried about the whistle, and it's the voice that that leaves Bjorn in the middle of that.
Yeah. I'm whistling live, so.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So everything's okay. Now, who went to Amsterdam?
Bjorn's girlfriend, I think it was, yeah.
Good song. Good song indeed. Peter Bjorn and John are our guests, and we're coming to you live from South by Southwest at KUT Studios, and we're getting a chance to talk. And here's some acoustic versions of the songs from Writer's Block. Now, when you guys first got together, what was the music that attracted you? I guess I should ask you, Peter, because you and Bjorn got together first.
Yeah, I mean, we met in high school as 15, 16 years old. And about that time, we listened to a lot of like Stone Roses, Manchester music, and you know, shoegazer bands like Ride and stuff like that. But we also have this way back love of older music like rockabilly and 60s music and new wave. So it's a mixture of everything and a lot more.
Yeah.
Even. So, yeah.
And some must be somewhere in there an incredible love of melodies, because you guys write such incredible tunes. I mean, the lyrics are fabulous. But it's interesting. I'm just going to say the video. Yeah, the video for is just absolutely fabulous. Well, what would the animated video? How did that come about?
The original idea was that we didn't want to be in the video ourselves, because we're kind of tired of all those cliched rock and roll videos with bands rocking out. So we had this idea of making an animation video. And then a friend of a friend, actually a friend of the organ player of the Concretes, I met. And he was at art school in Stockholm. And he did some great cartoons. So we just approached him with the idea of making a video. And then he also made the fabulous artwork of the album. So it's a graphic package.
Well, yeah, it's amazing how much that kind of defines the song in a way. It's so great how that works out.
Yeah.
So, and so you've known the Concretes in Victoria for a long time. She's old; they're old friends.
Yeah, yeah.
So it was nothing to get her to do the other vocal on that.
No, I think it took half an hour, and really? I wasn't even there. I was in Netherlands, so
wow,
fake duet.
Well, exactly. But we're getting used to that. Bjorn, you okay?
Yeah.
You're back.
Hopefully.
Okay. Could you do Young Folks?
Yeah, we're going to do it right now.
Check that also bara. Jag har visst kör en grej. Thank you.
If I told you things I did before, told you who I used to be, would you go along with someone like me? If you knew my story word for word, had all of my history, would you go along with someone like me? Heard it before and had my share, it didn't lead nowhere. I would go along with someone like you. It doesn't matter what you did, who you were hanging with. We can stick around and see this night through. And we don't care about the young folks, we're talking about the young stuff. And we don't care about the old folks, we're talking about the old stuff too. And we don't care about our own folks, we're talking about our own stuff. All we care about is talking, talking only me and you. Usually when things has come this far, people tend to disappear. No one will surprise me unless you do. I can tell there's something going on, ours seems to disappear. Everyone is leaving, I'm still with you. It doesn't matter what we do, but we are going to. We can stick around and see this night through. And we don't care about the young folks, talking about the young stuff. And we don't care about the old folks, talking about the old stuff too. And we don't care about our own folks, talking about our own stuff. All we care about is talking, talking only me and you. And we don't care about the young folks, talking about the young stuff. And we don't care about the old folks, talking about the old stuff too. And we don't care about our own folks, talking about our own stuff. All we care about is talking, talking only me. Talking only me and you. Talking, 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 talking.
Peter Bjorn and John are playing live on 88.5 XPN on National Public Radio on the website, and we are very happy that they are here. We should, Peter, I got to ask you a couple things. Number one, if you're the singer on a song, does that mean you're the lyricist, or does that?
On this one, we wrote the lyrics together, me and Bjorn.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. Mainly, that's the case, I guess. But
not
then,
really, no.
No, no, maybe not. I haven't really thought about it.
It's what voice, it's, you know, the sound of the voice more. So we.
Yeah, which makes sense.
Yeah.
And then the other question would be, what's it like to, do you get tired, do your lips get tired? The whistling, I'm sorry, I don't mean to make a big deal of it, but you've had to do it a lot.
At these acoustic sessions, it's good. It's not a problem. But live, when you kind of rock out a bit more and you sing 7 or 8 songs, it can get a bit tough. But then we have this.
Yeah, play that.
Computer.
Play this. See if we can. This is. They have fake whistling. I mean, it's real whistling.
But I did do it live now.
So I agree. I don't want to miss. I hear big money in ringtones coming up for you guys. Definitely. But Peter Bjorn and John are our guests. Have you heard? Now, this you may not have heard about this, and I don't mean this to be. Have you heard about the Stop Peter Bjorn and John website?
We did. We saw it just the other day. I think it's Stop Peter Bjorn and John blogspot.com.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
it's a beautiful piece.
Fantastic.
But you know what? It's funny. You go there and you notice that he's getting no traction. He said, "Well, I went by the gig last night and there were a lot of people in line and nobody was."
Nobody had the duct tape.
Right. Exactly.
He wrote about it. Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
So it's wonder who he is.
Yeah. Well, maybe you'll meet him. It would be great.
He's my idol.
Well, you talked about songs going back. You talked about some of the Manchester roots and things like that. But going back a ways and. We've heard you've been doing some covers from back in the day. Would you like to do one of those?
Definitely. I'm going to try to do this Paul Simon song.
Ah.
And Paul Simon is one of our all-time favorites, great songwriter. So that's a role model.
Yeah, he's even good when he's bad.
Yeah, that's true. like the bad albums are much better than the bad Lou Reed albums.
I'm totally with you.
So, yeah, we try it. Me and Julio, down by the schoolyard.
Du får hitta på tempot, jag tror.
My pajama rolled out of bed and she ran to the police station. When a papa found out, he began to shout and he started the investigation. It was against the law. It was against the law. What a papa saw. It was against the law. The mama looked down and spit on the ground every time her name gets mentioned. And the papa said, "Oi, if I get that boy, I'm gonna put him in a house of detention." Well, I'm on my way. Don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. Goodbye, Rosie, the queen of Corona. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. Couple of days to come and take me away, but the press lets the story leak. So when the radical priest comes to get me released, I'll be all on the cover of Newsweek. Well, I'm on my way. I don't know where I'm going. I'm on my way. I'm taking my time, but I don't know where. And goodbye, Rosie, the queen of Corona. I see you, me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard. See me and Julio down by the schoolyard.
Yeah.
Almost remembered the lyrics. Mama and Papa gets mixed up sometimes, I guess.
Absolutely. Me and Julio down by the schoolyard, one you will not find on Writer's Block. But we thank them for doing it here today, Peter Bjorn and John. I was reading, I think it was a Pitchfork interview. I'm trying to find it here exactly. And it was it you, Bjorn, we're talking about the London is the Place for Me
collection. There's four double vinyl records, excellent stuff.
Well, I was taken because it was one of my favorite things over the last couple of years too. So I thought we would play a little bit of that as we as you guys head out the door.
That's really nice.
Fantastic.
To your next wherever you're going. Oh, to the Stax Volt Show, no doubt.
Tonight. Yeah, yeah.
We'll see you there. Yeah. And this is Lord Kitchener talking about what it was like. He's the Calypsonian to go to London the first time. Here we go.
London is the place for me. London, this lovely city. You can go to France or America, India, Asia or Australia, but you must come back to London City. Well, believe me, I am speaking broad-mindedly. I am glad to know my mother country. I've been traveling to countries years ago, but this the place I wanted to know. London, that's the place for me. To live in London, you are really comfortable, because the English people are very much sociable. They take you here and they take you there, and they make you feel like a millionaire. So London, that's the place for me. At night, when you have nothing to do, you can take a walk down Shaftesbury Avenue. There you will laugh and talk and enjoy the breeze and admire the beautiful scenery of London. That's the place for me. Yes, I cannot complain of the time I have spent. I mean, my life in London is really magnificent. I have every comfort and every sport, and my residence is at Hampton Court. So London,